President, thank you very much for that kind introduction. It means a great deal to me coming from such a prestigious university. And I congratulate all who are affiliated here. Coming from an institution that has worked so hard to enable so many to get a quality education is truly meaningful for me. Since 1881, this great university has been an outstanding example of higher education and what it should be. I applaud your efforts at doing what works and building a better future for not only your students, but for all Americans. I want to thank the President, the Board of Trustees, the faculty and staff, and the graduating class for this opportunity. If I may say so now, to the proudest people in this building, the families, the friends, the relatives, the supporters of the graduates, how proud you are and how proud you should be. We understand your feeling today. We know that you've been waiting to exhale for some time. And so you can now take a big sigh of relief. It has actually happened. And you will be congratulated. Give yourself a round of applause. And to the great faculty, the professors and administrators, I pray you know that your tireless efforts will be held dear for many years to come. I still remember with great affection the teachers and professors and coaches that provided me with the inspiration that I now have and with the knowledge and the foundation. They are now and will forever be heroes for me, and you will be such too for the graduates here today. I bring you greetings from the 43rd President of the United States of America, the Honorable George W. Bush. President Bush has selected education as a major priority for his administration. This is not among other priorities. He has named education as the priority. And he has demonstrated his commitment to that in many ways. One such way is providing the funding in his budget for education, by providing the education department with the highest percentage increase of any domestic federal agency. The president personally came to the Department of Education to swear in as secretary. The president's plan to reform education in America was the first proposal put before the Congress. The president is deadly serious about this goal, and he solicits your cooperation and all of Americans' cooperation, because this is indeed a goal that has impact for all of us. His plan is called No Child Left Behind. Please focus on that for just a moment. It is not just a statement of pious sentimentality. It is a deadly serious goal. No child left behind. The classic management book Built to Last by Collins and Porras put the term in front of the public, BHAG. This means big, hairy, audacious goal. Let's think about this goal for a moment. President Kennedy adopted the goal of putting a person on the moon and returning them safely. President Johnson adopted the goal of the Great Society. Now, when we put this president's goal, No Child Left Behind, aside those goals, consider for a moment. Putting a person on the moon and returning them safely may be a piece of cake compared to this goal. No society in the history of man has adopted such a goal. Every society has been satisfied to educate some of its children. Indeed, some societies have sophisticated mechanisms through which they sort children. But along comes George W. Bush that says, "We want an education system that leaves no child behind." And this is a great responsibility. And we need everyone's help in order to get this accomplished. Can we do this? I believe we can. We are a great nation. We are a nation of many thoughts and many ideas, many races, many cultures, and many religions. But surely, we can elevate above those differences the common goal of leaving no child behind. And the president's goal is based on several simple pillars. Pillars such as setting high expectations for all children, expecting them to succeed, being accountable for their results. No longer can we shun off this responsibility by saying that some kids come with more difficult barriers to overcome. Notwithstanding that, they are our children, and we need to make sure that each of them would have a great opportunity. It is in our common interest. We have this in common. To paraphrase the great Barbara Jordan, we may have come to this nation on different ships, but with respect to this nation's well-being and its education now, we are in the same boat now. And all of us should show up and try to make a difference here. Flexibility is a third pillar. We in the federal government should not be so arrogant as to dictate to those on the scene where the teachers and pupils' eyeballs connect with each other. We should provide the resources and the flexibility for them to do what is best. Annual assessment. Thank you. Annual assessment for all. Measure to determine if we're succeeding or not. That's a simple question that we must answer. And the question is, are the children learning? We can't answer that question without effective, valid, reliable, objective assessment. And finally, the final principle, which has given us, frankly, a good deal of hiccups, because many differ with this point of view. But we nonetheless continue to try to make this case, and that is expanded parental choice. Parents need to be involved in this process as well, and they need to have the information to make informed choices about their young people. Much has been said about this generation, and much has been said about the greatest generation. But you know, I believe that the greatest generation is yet to come. The greatest generation is sitting here before us. And we need simply to engage this future greatest generation to this task. And we need no longer to talk about this generation as our future. They are not our future. They are our here and now. There's no reason to wait for some mythical point in time for them to assume leadership in making this world a better place. They are armed with a great education. The former dean of Barnard College, Virginia Gildersleeve, defines a good education in this way: the ability to think straight, some knowledge of the past, some vision of the future, some skill to do useful service. So some urge to fit that service into the well-being of the community. This is the foundation of a good education. This is what you possess. This is what we call on you to use for the well-being of our nation. If you meet a person who's not familiar with this great university and the greater quality of education here, show them that you challenge, that you confront challenges, and that you care about yourself. Show them that you care about yourself mentally and spiritually. Show them that you care about your body physically. Show them a person who is a continuous lifelong learner. In other words, show them a typical UConn graduate. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13-15 reads thusly, "You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt be lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden down on the foot of men." Ladies and gentlemen, the class of 2001, you are the salt of the earth. Your knowledge and wisdom to sustain the people of your family and of your neighborhood is clearly there. Use the gift you've been given and the light of education to cut through the darkness of ignorance. Go forth. Do well. Thank you very much.